Let's be real for a second. When trials and tribulation drag on, our prayer is usually, Lord, make it stop. But what if God's posture in our suffering is, I'm using this? What if the delay isn't punishment, but preparation? That struggle might be building the one thing you'll need for what's next, perseverance. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 4 reminds us of these words. We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. We don't just rejoice because of our suffering, but we can rejoice in it because God is doing something deep. Perseverance isn't passive. It's a spiritual muscle. It grows when life doesn't let up, when prayers seem unanswered, and when quitting feels easier than continuing. And yet, right there in the tension, God is forming character. Not the curated social media kind. I'm talking about real, tested, rooted character. And from that, hope occurs. Not the wishful kind, but a confident grip on the faithfulness of God. The gospel shows us this path clearly. Jesus endured the cross, suffering, scorn, and silence from heaven. Think about that. But through it, he secured our salvation and gave us a model that glory comes through grit. Resurrection hope was born through perseverance. So today, if you feel like you're stuck in the middle, keep going. God isn't wasting this moment. He's not wasting the suffering. His strength is strengthening you for the long haul. And when the next storm hits, you won't be shaken. This isn't just pain for pain's sake. It's preparation, and hope is just on the other side.